of mouth is coming. Time to relax with Z-Void in Cozy Corner on Scene Set.
Thank you. Xerxes with his modulating Gaia. And hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. I don't know, because, well, I haven't sound checked because everything turned against me this evening. I even got a power outage just when about to start, so not too good, not too good. But anyway, this is Zifoid. This is Cozy Corner, my first show since revision. So if the sound is somewhat like it is, it's because of the settings from revision. That was Modulating Gaia by Xerxes, and I started off with the very longest track because I just needed to get stuff working here. And I'm going to continue with a request, actually, and it's a bit different compared to the usual Cozy Corners, but hey, I haven't had the time to plan anything this time, sadly, but still, I'm here, right? This is a request from The Yeti. This is Moog with his first atmosphere. And once again, welcome.
Thank you.
the first atmosphere. And Moog has quite a lot of similar style to some other artists that we will be hearing a bit later on. We'll see. I have some things that I want to play as well. This is yet another request. By the way, the last one was requested by the Yeti. This one is requested by Steph. Flow, Second Shape of Sadness from The Sound of Sizzat, Volume 1. Second Shape of Sadness, requested by Steph. And Steph and Kevman had a nice little show yesterday. I only listened to about half of it, but so far it's been great. I do like the fact that Steph is actually using the systems that we have surrounding CNSAT and actually is using the statistics that you actually can get from the system. So more things to come, but keep this up, Steph, because it's amazingly good. We need more shows on CNSAT, and we're working on it. It will be there in time. Anyway, let's go from Sound of Scene Set Volume 1 to Sound of Scene Set Volume 2. This is from a very dear friend, Blazer, that me and my wife, Victoria, met up with last weekend in Gothenburg. Well, a week and a half ago. But it was excellent to see you guys again. It's been way too long. This is his little test of Silent One. This is basically all Silent One and then some drum samples around it. This is Blazer with Space Flight. by Olaf Blazer Gustafsson, and it actually has the subtitle of John Special on this one, because there's a synth, the lead synth is different from the version that is available on the rotational, because I liked the fifth element of stuff a bit better, so he made a special mix for me. Thank you, Olaf. And before that, of course, his lovely Space Flight. That was just a little test of a new synth, soft synth, that he actually bought. He didn't do like Avicii did in his tutorial or his studio recording session there, where he showed he was using a pirated version of Silent One. I'm sure he has bought it now, though, but it looks a bit it looks a bit silly. He's making millions and millions of dollars, and he can't afford $99 for a soft synth. I'm sure that he has bought it now anyway, but it's good fun. These guys are also humans, you know. I intend to play some more requests in a little bit. Right now I'm going to play another one of my requests. I want to dedicate this to a very dear friend of mine who, actually I think it was yesterday that he said goodbye to his old house, where he has been, well, he's been renting a house for a bunch of years. But now he's finally bought his own, thanks to the grace of his parents for helping him out with a kind donation of monies. So I am sure that he's settling in, making it cozy at his place in the Netherlands. I cannot remember the name of the village that he lives in now, but it's very close to work, and I'll just have to look that up at some point. I need to visit him anyway. It's been ages. It's been since October, so at the X party. But he made a very, very special version of one of his old Commodore 64 remixes, and I do love this one. I have played it quite a bunch of times in Cozy Corner before. It's not that cozy, but it's still a cozy touch. As I said, Harakeet, this is, well, still chilled out, so that's why I'm playing this. This is Tron of the Subversive Elements, Ramble Loader, his Cozy Monday mix. Ramelodo Rambo's Cozy Monday Mix by Tron of the Subversive Element. And I just love the vibe in it with the organ and everything like that. His usual Rambo's Monday, well, Blue Monday Mix is a bit more upbeat, especially the bass drum chaos version that that Tron made for Boss at Slay Radio. It was, well, bass drum overkill completely. Let's keep going with the requests, by the way. Saib has made a bunch of good requests. I will play one or a few of them. And this one is actually leading on to something that I want to talk a bit about after this track. This is a request by Saib. This is Tota with Tetris, the Oxy mix. And you'll understand the Oxy in this one. Yeti, yeah, you found it out. It's very much Jean-Michel Jarre connection to the Oxymix subtitle of this track. That was Tetris, the Oxymix by Tota, requested by Saib. And the reason why I wanted to bring this onto the table is that a bunch of years ago, can't actually remember when, I will look that up in just a little while, if I can. Sidology, boom, boom, boom. Probably 2003. Whoa, that's quite a while ago, I must say. Marcel Donnet, or Mad, one of the Maniacs of Noise guys. Very, very nice guy down in the Netherlands. Again, lots of nice people in the Netherlands. He made a remix album with a bunch of, his own takes of things. And he is a big fan of Jean-Michel Jarre and Vangelis and stuff like that, and he's got a lot of synths and stuff. And I'm going to play a track from that old album and then bring you into the next generation of things. This is Marcel Donnet with his Yayar Kung Fu 2 rendition. Modern Kung Fu 2 by Martin Galway. This was Sidology, or Marcel Donnet's version, that came out in 2003, apparently, ages ago. However, Marcel, and that was very much Vangelis, but Marcel is, as said, an avid Jean-Michel Jarre fan. And he's working on a new project that is actually going pretty well on Kickstarter right now. I'll post the link because it's quite long. Look on IRC or in the chat log if you're listening to this. Or go to kickstarter.com and search for Project Sidology. Or just Jarre style Commodore 64. So far, they've reached a pledge level of £22,000. They wanted £9,500. And with your help, we can get that even higher. There's a lot of cool stretch goals included and some really good examples. And I just got a little file from Chris Abbott, the guy behind CC4Audio.com, who's helping out with this Kickstarter. And, I haven't heard anything of this track yet, but let's just have a listen. This is a very early work version of Synth Sample 3, original by Rob Hubbard. This is Marcel Donnet from his project Sidology, and it will be quite abrupt and not complete in any way, but anyway, here's a nice little preview. a bit sorry for the track being a bit upbeat, but I guess that's what you get when you're not really preparing stuff in advance. But still, this was an early work in progress, and Marcel will keep adding to that. If you want to help him out, have a look on the Kickstarter page. There's still 9 days to go. I haven't been able to pledge yet. It looks like an amazing project, and I know that he'll do the absolute best he can. And there are some really, really cool artwork. He has approval of, all the old composers, Martin Galway, Rob Hubbard, and a bunch more. And, he's going to make a really, really cool compilation with this. So that's something to look forward to. But now I think that we need to smoothen things down a bit. And also, I said something on IRC that Jean-Michel Jarre released a couple of weeks ago a new track with Gesaffelstein, which was a bit upbeat, but really, really nice, especially the remixes of the track. If you do listen to the remixes, you should be able to actually recognize the style of a demo scener. Very closely related to SceneSat, a very dear friend of mine. I cannot really disclose that much more, but there is more stuff getting along and coming along soon from there. I think the next track is a cooperation with M83 that will be released in a week or two. Overall, listen to it. It's really, really good. And, I do enjoy it. And you'll get to know more details as I get to tell them, because I can't disclose more now. Sorry about that. Let's listen to some smoothie-style music again instead, because we need to chill down a bit. This was another request by Saib, Thomas Dettert, with his lovely rendition of Cobra. that. The interesting thing is that Thomas, to look deeper into his, today musical life, it's a lot more upbeat. And also, if you have ever heard anything of the group called 666, like Alarma and Amok, that's Thomas Dettert as well. It's hard to believe that the same guy can do so different styles. Anyway, beautiful rendition of Cobra. That was an amazing version on the C64 as well, by Ben Daglish, I believe. Anyway, let's keep on. It might be a bit upbeat, here and there, but overall, it's so beautiful. I need to play this one. This was yet another Steph request. This is Sweet, featuring Gibbs, Mordy. We'll be right back. Mordy. That little youngster who's just amazingly good at what he does. And thank you for requesting that, Steph. And, well, you asked for Sweet or A Hint of Blue. I give you both. This is yet another Steph request. This is yet another Mordy featuring Gibbs track. This is Donkey Kong Country, A Hint of Blue, the Mordy remix featuring Gibbs, and this is even more beautiful.
Thank you.
Another masterpiece from Mordi, the youngster who turned 25 just a month ago. 25, that's just 3 years older than my daughter. It's crazy. And just go, let's go three from one and round things off with a track that he remixed for our Soundless Scene Set Volume 2 from a Swedish band called Shallow Sense. This is Mordi's version of their track Stay.
So here we are to pour ourselves out in the river. So where should we stay when God departs? This lousy town makes us windy. A city too large to fold in her arms. Still too small to trust in, and here we sleep with eyes concealed to hold out for shall make us wounded. A sea to watch fall under arms. Still too small to find trust in. And here we swing with eyes concealed. To ward out for alteration.
Sense Stay, the Mordi remix. And next up, I'm going to play another request track that Mordi actually have remixed, I think two versions. Oh, this is interesting. Are you hearing that? Or is it just me? Oh, this microphone is messing up. I hear a crackle. Interesting. We'll see. See if that is only on my end or something. Yeah, some phone interference. It was actually Facebook. So thank you, Facebook, and thank you, Chris Abbott, for destructing it. I didn't hear it that clear, so it just sounded weird. My phone was next to the mixer, so that's why. As said, Mordi have remixed this one. This is not a Mordi track, though. This is Darkman 007 with his Alibi cover. Requested by Saib. Darkman 007 with this Alibi cover, which might be a bit upbeat, but hey, it's that kind of show. It was requested by Sype, and I promise you that the next track will take you down. And in case you have been following SoundCloud or overall CSDB or something like that, Remix 64 lately, the 23rd of April this year, a very dear friend of mine released a track that I must say is truly amazing. What you're going to hear now is a Commodore 64 SID. This is a machine of 1 megahertz around it, with three voices. And well, just listen. This is Elman, Hi-Fi Sky, and this is just crazy. Magic by the human coding machine. Elman has really pulled something off there. That was a Commodore 64 tune. He did use a bit of different tools for this, though. He used Reason for sound and chord design, Audacity to chop the samples, Cheese Cutter for the actual composing of the SID, OpenMPT for more sample editing and the sample-based composing, and the human coding machine's tool to combine them. But still, the level of detail in the filters and the tweaks. I mean, not only is a technical feat, it's a beautiful track as well. So, Elman, I salute you. Very well done, Marcus. Keep that up. Although you make all the other efforts that we put in there just being a bit less impressive. So keep it down a bit, right? Right? I mean, don't crush us completely. Anyway, keep it up. It's amazing. So just keep doing it. Let's keep going on with a track that is not as long as its name. I kind of want to dedicate this one to Karoshir because he requested a track from them. This is a track called 20 Minutes by my dear friends in Carbon-Based Lifeforms. And it is not 20 minutes long. Still beautiful, though. Thank you. 20 minutes by Carbon-Based Lifeforms, even though it wasn't 20 minutes long. Let's keep going a bit longer. I don't have that much to play right now. And, well, it's running late because of the delays today, so sorry about that, but that's how it goes. I'll see how many more tracks I'll squeeze in, but a couple more at least. This is Planet Bollocks' Swan Song.